This is Simulation 1, Day 1, Tuesday, October 11.
Good morning, Professional Answering Service.
Good morning. This is Linda at Dr. Karen Larson's office. Are there any messages this morning?
Oh, one moment while I check. Yes, Jane Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, called about her son Jeffrey's earache. The number is 312-555-1913.
That's Jane Kramer at 312-555-1913.
Correct. Also, Joseph Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O, needs to see the doctor about a foreign body in his left eye. His number is 312-555-1020.
Joseph Castro at 312-555-1020. Is that it?
Yes, that's all. Goodbye, Linda.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Joseph.
Joseph, this is Linda at Dr. Karen Larson's office. I received your message. You injured your eye?
Yeah, I was riding my motorcycle a few days ago and felt something hit my left eye. Today it's blurry and affecting my vision.
I think you should see the doctor today. Just a moment while I check the schedule. We have two openings this morning, 11:30 or 11:45. Which do you prefer?
I need to take the later one, 11:45.
Okay, Joseph, we will see you at 11:45 today.
Hello?
This is Linda from Dr. Karen Larson's office. I received your message about Jeffrey and his earache.
Yes, oh, he's so miserable. Can he get in to see Dr. Larson today?
Just a moment. I have an opening at 11:30 this morning. Would that work?
Oh, that'd be fine.
Okay, Mrs. Kramer, I have made an appointment for Jeffrey for his earache at 11:30 this morning. Your phone number is 312-555-1913.
That's right. We'll see you then.
Goodbye. Dr. Larson's office, Linda speaking.
This is Dr. Wanda Norberg. I'm going to work at your clinic starting in January. Can I leave a message for Dr. Larson?
Certainly, Dr. Norberg.
Yes, please tell Dr. Larson that I cannot attend this evening's Chicago Medical Society meeting. I'm on call in the emergency room.
You cannot attend this evening's meeting because you are on call. Does Dr. Larson need to contact you? And if so, what is your number?
Yes, have her give me a call at 312-555-4525 before the next accreditation meeting next week. We need to prepare some items before the meeting.
Okay, I will give her the message, and your phone number is 312-555-4525.
Yes, goodbye, Linda.
Goodbye, Dr. Norberg. Dr. Larson's office, Linda speaking.
Good morning, Linda. This is Monica Armstrong. I would like an appointment with Dr. Larson.
What kind of problem are you having?
I'm not sure, but I think it's menopause. I have been having problems since early this summer, but we've been so busy at work that I put off an appointment. Does Dr. Larson have any openings? Possibly next Monday?
Just a minute while I check. Dr. Larson has openings right away at 10:30 or 10:45, or the latest is 11:30.
Well, 11:30 would work the best.
Have you been to the clinic before?
Yes, I have been seeing Dr. Larson for some time.
Would you please spell your last name for me and give me your telephone number?
Monica Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G. My phone number is 312-555-4413.
Monica Armstrong, 312-555-4413. I've made an appointment for you at 11:30 next Monday, October 17. We will see you then. Goodbye.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you. morning, Dr. Larson.
Good morning, Linda. How's your day going?
The telephone has been keeping me busy. There have been a few changes in today's schedule, which I noted on your copy. Also, I have this message for you. Did you get yesterday's messages?
Yes, thank you. Okay, I'll call Dr. Norberg later today. Oh, also, remind me to show you how to enter chart responses for yesterday's messages. And did Jeffrey Kramer make an appointment?
Yes, he has an appointment for 11:30 today.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Erin Mitchell, and this is my son, David Kramer.
It's nice to meet you.
I called the office a few days ago and gave you my information. Do you have it on file?
Yes, I do. Your address is 5231 West School Street, Chicago, 60651-2248. And your phone number is 312-555-8153. Your husband's name is Alan, spelled A-L-A-N. Is this information correct?
Yes, it is.
Does David live with you?
Yes, David lives with us.
What is David's date of birth?
His birthday is April 28th.
Do you have his insurance card with you? I will make a photocopy of it for our files.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to get the card from Alan.
That's okay. It's New York Mutual, policy number 304253, group number 524S. Please just bring the card next time. Since David lives with you, I will copy the information onto his form. Dr. Larson should be with you shortly.
Good morning. I'm Gary Robertson. I have an 11 o'clock appointment.
Hello, Gary. Would you please sign in here? It will be a few minutes before Dr. Larson can see you.
Now, I had my telephone number changed, and I made a note of it here in the sign-in sheet.
Just a minute. I will make the change in our files right now. What is your new number?
It's 312-555-3360.
Okay, it's 312-555-3360. Thank you.
Excuse me, Linda?
Yes, Mrs. Mitchell?
Dr. Larson says she would like David's immunization records from our former clinic. Dr. Larson said I should sign a form for you to get those records?
Ah, let me grab the form. I will need the name and address of David's former doctor.
Yes, it's Grace Tai, and that's spelled T-A-I. Her address is 100 Sun Valley Road, Lisle, Illinois, 60532.
Grace Tai, T-A-I, 100 Sun Valley Road. Could you spell Lisle for me, please?
That's Lisle, L-I-S-L-E.
Lisle, 60532. Thank you. I will send for the immunization records right away. Do you need another appointment?
No, but I would like to make an appointment for my other son, Donald. He needs his 6-month checkup.
Okay, Mrs. Mitchell. Donald has not been here before, right?
Yes, he would be a new patient, and his last name is Mitchell.
Will next week be okay?
Yes. Next Wednesday would work best for us.
Okay, I have early times available, 10:30 or 10:45, or I have later morning, 11:30 or 11:45.
11:30 would be fine.
Okay, 11:30 appointment for Donald Mitchell, and your phone number is 312-555-8153. Here's your appointment card.
Thanks. I'll see you next week.
Bye, Aaron and David. Gary, do you need another appointment?
Yes, in about 2 weeks. Wednesday would be better for me, and I would prefer an afternoon appointment if possible.
Let me check. That would be October 26th. There isn't an afternoon appointment, but I could schedule you for 11:45 that day.
Well, I guess 11:45 is okay. My number is 312-555-3360.
That's 312-555-3360. Here is your appointment card for Wednesday, October 26th at 11:45. Goodbye, Gary.
Goodbye.
Jeffrey needs a follow-up appointment. Dr. Larson wants to see Jeff in about 10 to 14 days to recheck his ears.
Let's see. That would be October 24th or 25th. There are some openings in the morning, 10:30 or later, on the 24th. Could you give me your telephone number, too?
Let's make it for 10:30. My number is 312-555-1913.
Okay, 312-555-1913. I have an appointment scheduled for Jeffrey on Monday, October 24, at 10:30. Here's your card, and we will see you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dr. Larson's office, Linda speaking.
Hello, this is Jean Sinclair. I need to see Dr. Larson.
What kind of problem are you having, Mr. Sinclair?
I have a sore on my nose that's been there for quite some time.
I am checking the appointment schedule. Dr. Larson could see you at 10:45 tomorrow.
Oh, I can't make it until next week. Perhaps Wednesday?
Just a minute while I check. Dr. Larson could see you at 10:30 or 11:45 next Wednesday.
Make it 10:30. Is the doctor in the same office where she was 2 years ago?
Yes, Mr. Sinclair. She's in the same location on Ridgeway. Could you spell your first and last name for me? I will make your appointment for 10:30 Wednesday, October 19. Also, I'll need your telephone number.
It's Jean, G-E-N-E, Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R. My phone number is 312-555-4381. I'll mark the appointment on my calendar.
That was 312-555-4381. See you next week. Goodbye, Mr. Sinclair.
Goodbye.
Linda, I'm leaving for today. We had a really busy morning. I will hopefully get caught up with the dictation in a day or two.
Yes, it was busy today. Dr. Larson, do you want me to send a cover letter with David Kramer's release form?
Yes, that's customary. I'll sign it tomorrow.
Okay, I will prepare the letter for tomorrow.
Thanks. Goodbye, Linda.
Goodbye, Dr. Larson. See you tomorrow.